And yet, if you look at any guidelines for fluid resuscitation, sepsis, burns, trauma, textbooks, everything, everyone says you need to give fluids generously and rapidly and aggressively. And all these things that give everyone the sense of urgency, which there is to some degree or other. But maybe not as much as we think. So maybe we shouldn't be giving things as fast or as much as is recommended. Because keep in mind that most of these recommendations are not based on comparing it to another type of less aggressive intervention, and totally disregards the growing evidence out there about the harmful effects of certainly over-resuscitation as we determine it in 2014, but maybe even just plain old resuscitation as we would feel that we've done a comfortable job in general. I'm not going to lie, I know now that I've over-resuscitated in my so far 14-year career of critical care, many, many patients. Looking at that point of, well, is this patient still volume responsive? Trying to almost get to a point of no longer any volume responsiveness using increasing cardiac output as an endpoint, that's a mistake. That's not what I should have been looking at. So I think it's time for all of us in the resuscitation field to take a look at what we're doing. Sure, what fluid we're giving, how much of it we're giving, but also how fast we're giving it. Perhaps a higher infusion instead of boluses is really the way to go. That might avoid large increases in atrial stretch and resultant effects on capillary leak. It may also be that we need to assess the person's intravascular volume status before giving fluids. That someone, for instance, with a very small and collapsible IVC shouldn't receive either the same amount or at the same rate fluid as someone with an intermediate-looking IVC. Perhaps a patient with the intermediate-looking IVC might not even need fluids or minimally so. So I think these are all challenging concepts, and when you talk and mention this kind of stuff to people, they get very defensive. It's like attacking their religion and their culture and all that. Whereas when you think about it, if I came up with a new antibiotic and said, you know what, this is better than tazocin or imipenem because it does this and this and this and that, and people would probably just say, oh, okay, you know, I'll try it. But challenge their uses of the types of fluids seems like a really an assault to their soul. So I think everyone needs take a little step back, examine what they're doing, examine the evidence, yes, but also the biological plausibility and logic and medicine that we need to apply to our patients in regards to fluid resuscitation. So thanks for listening. And I just want to put in a quick intro plug for everyone to mark their calendars for May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 2015, which is going to be the 8th annual Critical Care and Ultrasound Symposium to be held in Montreal. The faculty is totally awesome. We've got high-level academics like André Deneau and Paul Merrick, and we've got some of the leaders in the Twitterverse or the foamed world. Matt and Mike, the ultrasound podcast guys, JF and Max, the GLS guys. We've got Zach Shiner and Joe Belezzo joining us from San Diego. The guys are pushing the edge of resuscitation with ECMO. We've got Vicky Noble, who doesn't know Vicky, and really some awesome people. Ken Milne, a fellow Canadian, who's behind the Skeptics Guide to Emergency Medicine. So really a really good bunch of people. It's going to be an awesome conference, an awesome 3 days. So do mark your calendars. You can follow and get more information about it on the blog or following me on Twitter. Do go and check out www.ccusinstitute.org. We've got videos of our last few conferences, and there'll certainly be lots of information posted up there in the weeks to come. All right, so thanks again for listening. Have a good one.